KI4DOS.
Rage Gex. Hey, Gary.
How are you today?
How about you and Miss Joy?
We can't complain about anything. Wouldn't if we could. But I was just working on this radio I was telling you about on the phone. I got it all reset and got it all locked down. Hopefully that'll take
care of it for them.
But I just wanted to make sure it was still doing what it was supposed to do, the way it's supposed to do it. So everything seems to be fine, so I'm going to call him, tell him to come pick it up.
It sounds good on this end, full quality.
Using a 450-ohm ladder line J-pole antenna that's hanging on the wall in the radio room.
Okay, good trip.
Good sinuses today.
Much better. Still got a little bit of issue, but it is definitely on the downhill side of it.
Well, I guess the meds that you were taking are doing their thing the way they're supposed to.
They appear to. They did have one, small side effect, as they upset my stomach, so I haven't been eating a whole lot. But other than that, not too bad.
Glad that you're on the mend and you're feeling better. That's the main thing. But I have just been piddling around. Had a friend come over today, and I checked out this amplifier, or one of the amplifiers, and we got it working. And hopefully I'll get it on the air before long.
I'll have to come by and maybe we can play radio down there at your place and try it out.
You know you're welcome anytime. But I know you're probably enjoying the relaxing a little bit with your knee and all everything else that's been going on. But it's getting behind us now, which is a good thing. I hated that you had to go through all that, but that's part of life, I guess.
You get to a certain vintage as well, you know, life has a way of getting in the way and humbling you pretty quick.
Yeah, it does. I was talking to another friend of mine earlier today, and they told me, they said, "You're not as old as I am." And I said, "How old are you?" And they told me, and I said, "I'm a little bit older than you are." And they couldn't believe it.
Well, to be honest with you, if you hadn't have told me how old you were, I wouldn't have thought you were in that age range.
I'm ancient. My kids have been telling me for years I was older than dirt.
HKX to sync up there. And there's one thing about that though, Gary. As long as you're aging, so are they.
They're getting old and they won't believe me. But that's okay. They'll figure it out one of these days.
And life has a way of humbling you pretty quick.
You don't play no favorites either, does it?
No, that's for sure.
It is what it is. I tell you what, since you retired from the tool business and Shane's retired from trucking, you know, the repeater's been quiet.
Notice that. Just tells you how big a mouth Shane and I had.
Well, in one respect, because, you know, it's not in use as much as it once was, but that's okay. It'll get back up there again pretty soon. I missed the net last night. I didn't realize it. I looked at the clock and it said 20 minutes after 9, and I came in here and turned the radio on and it was dead quiet. And I said, my goodness, that was a short net.
I snuck in there, but it was a quick one.
But I figured, you know, 20 minutes after, it still ought to be going, but it wasn't. But I missed it completely. But As you know, I'll be on there tonight, and we'll see if we can drag it out to at least 9:30.
I think somebody else might be trying to get in. There's somebody else doubling with you a little bit there, it sounds like. But while I've got it keyed down here, if you don't hear me check in tonight, it's because we went to church. Just go ahead and check me in if you don't mind, and relay me in there.
I'll do that. I just waited just a minute to see if I heard anybody come in there. But I'll take care of that. Not a problem. And you and Miss Lise have a good evening. I'm going to jump off of here and call this fella and tell him to come pick this thing up, and we'll go from there. Appreciate you coming back to me and talking with me on the frequency for a few minutes. And y'all go to church and enjoy yourself tonight, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, November 4, India X-ray. Yeah, Roger, Gary, how you doing?
Man, what are you doing in this area? I thought you had moved away forever.
Well, I don't know how long forever is, but I came back for the sub-vet thing here at Merrill's.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, Roger that. They elected me base commander, so I have to show up.
Oh man, how did you get roped into that?
I'm not smart enough to not get roped in.
I don't believe that for a minute, Doc.
I just got this little Baofeng 5R Mini. It's about the size of my fist. And you're my first contact on it.
To the repeater, I don't know where you are, Tom, but you're sounding good.
I'm standing out back of Merrill's restaurant. I just got here, and I'm standing back in the opening where those tables are.
Doing you a fine job, it really is. And it's so good to hear you on the repeater. You going to be in the area long enough to make the 10th session Saturday?
Oh, I have a problem. And my problem is I joined the American Legion in Highlands, North Carolina, and they meet on Saturday.
Well, that makes sense. I understand that completely. And I don't blame you. You know, from Highlands up there down here is a little bit of a trek.
20-minute drive from my house to Highlands, but it's a nice drive in the morning, and you know, I was trying it out. Turned out to be a pretty good group. I kind of hate to miss them.
I'm glad that it's a good group, and glad you got started in it. I wanted to be involved in it down here, but I hadn't done that as yet. But who knows? I'm liable to do it one day. Tell a couple of people about the submariners meeting over there at Merrill's. Had one guy said he was going to check it out. I don't know if he made it over there or not. I'll probably think of it in a minute.
Yeah, if you send somebody, just tell them that say Gary sent me, and I'll know who it is.
I'll do that. I enjoyed the visit that the night I came over and visited with you fellas. It's kind of odd, me being the only Airedale there.
We had an admiral in here one night, surface guy, so you shouldn't feel weird, and you're always welcome, my friend.
You know, I'm still calling in on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock, and if I get over there and get running my mouth, I'll be late for my net, so I don't know if I know I won't make it tonight because I went out and got a rotisserie chicken. And me and the wife are going to make homemade chicken salad for supper. And I like a big old thing, a big old scoop of chicken salad on some lettuce and tomato, you know, and I just eat that for supper. So, that, you know, don't put it on a sandwich. I just put it on a salad.
That sounds good. I've been eating salad when I come here. Since I've been to a cardiologist, I have a glass of water and a salad.
Yes, within 4IX. Well, Tom, you know, I should be eating that after what happened to me.
Goodbye, so stand by.
when the train gets through, it might be a long one. You never know over there. But those trains are noisy.
Now, so all I can hear is the cars. So I got these two radios from Banggood for $39.99. And from what you say, it looks like they're coming out okay.
They're doing a fine job. Like I said, you sound like you're sitting here in the room with me.
Well, that's a good thing. I was going to buy a battery for my Yaesu, and I bought these two radios for half of what the battery is going to cost me.
I wouldn't punish them the way you did the Yaesu, but they're pretty good radios. They hang in there pretty good. My son's got one, and he seems to like it, except for a few things. He's got a Yaesu VX7R, and he likes it real well. But he's like you. He's either going to have to buy a battery or another radio, and he saw one of those advertised, and he ordered it, and it came in, and he likes it after he got it programmed.
You can program it with your phone, the old Bluetooth, but I found out it was just easier to go through the menus and program it. And, I don't talk to that many different repeaters, so it didn't take too long to get them in here.
What other repeaters do you access there, Tom?
Well, there's one on the mountain, on Black Rock Mountain, but from where I live, there's two or three mountains between us, so I have to drive all the way around to Highway 441 to be able to hit it. Other than that, I don't hit anything.
Well, we're going to have to come up there at your place and put you up a big old tall antenna so you can get into some of the other repeaters.
Yeah, that or I'll just keep using my phone and go over the internet.
The function that a lot of the repeaters have is the EchoLink, and that works out real well. I checked in on this machine one night from Statesville, which, I've had people check in from South Dakota, and had one guy from New Zealand check in with me on Wednesday night on EchoLink. So that's a good thing that we can be able to do that.
My secretary is not going to make it today. He had some back surgery, so I'm going to have to go sit down and look through all the paperwork, that stuff that he normally does, and straighten it out, because I'm going to be the commander and the secretary tonight, it looks like.
Good talking to you. I'd love to get over there and see you. Shoot me a text. I think you still got my phone number. I won't be able to get over there tonight, but if you'll shoot me a text a couple of days in advance before your next meeting, I'll try to get over there and aggravate you a little bit.
It'll be my pleasure for you to aggravate me. This is November 4, India X-Ray. We're going to be clear.
Take care there, young man, and good talking to you. Enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it because we haven't been able to talk in a long time. You take care, and we'll say 73 for now. Go in there and do your paperwork. N4IX, KI4DOS.
4DOS, KI4ACR.
KI4DOS.
You ever remember a guy from Union named Marty? AG4VN.
I think that was his call. I'm not sure about that, but I remember Marty from Union.
I was talking to him on another repeater this morning, and something come up about me checking in on the Caesars Head Net. And he said, they still have that at 9 o'clock every night? And I said, yeah. He said, is Gary still calling it?
You realize, Terry, I've been calling it on Wednesday nights for over 20 years now.
So you know everybody.
Well, I don't know everybody. There's a lot of people that know me, though.
That's basically what I meant.
That's for certain. But, I appreciate you checking in with us every night, and that makes a world of difference. I like your call, too, because my son, Anthony, is KI4DGY. He lives up in Charlotte. And that's his, the last three letters are your, can't even say it, the last three on your call are his initials.
Yeah,
that's why yours sticks in my mind real easily, because of Anthony. His name is Anthony Christian Robinson, and yeah, like I said, ACR. It sounds like I'm talking to him, but he don't get on the radio much anymore. I've tried to get him to get on EchoLink, and he says he's too busy with his in an IT position up there in Charlotte. He's in management now, and he stays busy. And he said, "Dad, I go to bed about 9:30." And he said, "I know I could check into your net, but you know," he said, I don't want to get hung up and not get my rest." And I told him, "As well, I understand that. So it's all good."
Tell him about the pre-net check-in.
That, but he says, "I don't want to do that." He said, "To me, that's not ham radio." And I said, "Okay." I said, "But, I said, I know you've got EchoLink installed on your phone." I said, "At least you can do it every once in a while, you know, put it on EchoLink and give us a call."
I've got it on my phone, but I've never talked on it to anybody.
It takes a little longer sometimes. You know, you tap transmit, and then you have to tap it again to get it back to receive. But other than that, it's a good thing. I enjoy it every once in a while.
Probably should venture out and try other areas, but I just kind of do the same thing all the time.
When they get in a pattern and we don't want to change our routine.
Yep, that's me. But anyway, Gary, I'll let you go. I just heard y'all talking and reminded me of that again. That was just this morning.
You take care, and good talking with you today. And I'll be listening to you on the net in a little while, and we'll holler at each other again. But in the meantime, you take care, and we'll say 73 for now. KR4ACR, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KR4ACR will be clear, 73.